The Obama administration has announced it will appeal a judge's ruling from last month. That ruling would require the FDA to remove all age restrictions from the morning after emergency contraceptive pill known as Plan B. Well, the administration's decision to appeal that ruling has outraged many of the president's allies in the women's health community. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The whole blow-up over the administration's refusal to make the morning-after pill more widely available, despite the recommendation of its own scientists, is striking even many of the president's allies as ironic. That's because President Obama has been front and center on both the issues of reproductive rights and the intersection of science and politics over the past week. Last Friday, he gave a spirited defense of reproductive freedom to Planned Parenthood that included this.
When it comes to a woman's health, no politician should get to decide what's best for you.
Then on Monday, the president spoke to a gathering of the National Academy of Sciences.
But in all the sciences, we've got to make sure that we are supporting the idea that they're not subject to politics.
But now many women's health advocates say the administration isn't putting its actions where the president's rhetoric has just been.
It doesn't square, and that is what is so disappointing.
Nancy Northup is president of the Center for Reproductive Rights. It's one of the groups involved in the lawsuit against the administration over emergency contraception that's prompted this week's activity. The judge in the case has ordered the Food and Drug Administration to make Plan B available without a prescription to everyone.
There couldn't be a clearer record than there is in this case that emergency contraception is safe and effective for all ages, that we had not one but two administrations who continued to put what they judged as the politics of the issue about contraception ahead of doing what's right for the public health.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius overrode the FDA's decision to remove the age restrictions in 2011 because, said Sebelius, she was worried that the youngest teens wouldn't understand how to use the product safely. But that's not a concern for the nation's pediatricians who support full over-the-counter access to the drug. Cora Bruner represents the American Academy of Pediatrics.
We get derailed over and over again in people's ethic and moral concerns about whether teens should be sexually active and not into the fact that this is a safe drug that can be and should be available to all women of reproductive age.
Women's health advocates say even the steps the FDA did take this week to lower the age for sale without a prescription from 17 to 15 doesn't do much because they still have to show an ID. Susan Wood is a former assistant commissioner for women's health at FDA.
Really, 15 and 16-year-olds are much less likely to have an actual government ID with your birth date on it, so that doesn't really expand access for that age group very much.
What most worries women's health groups, though, is the prospect of extending even longer a fight that's already more than a decade old. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.